Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So let's get to the Knicks first. Obviously, this was a big play early in this game, as we'll hear from Spiro on TNT, because we don't have the MSG call, but we'll get to that in a moment.
Hart sets the table underneath Anunoby on the block. Contact with Embiid. Shovel pass. Robinson is bumped, but look out. I don't think Robinson appreciated the pull down from Embiid.
Well, no. Why would you? You go up for a shot, and you get pulled down from behind. Not smart, not good, and not clean either. A flagrant one, not a flagrant two. That is
unbelievable. Microphone.
That is unbelievable when you see it.
Yeah, it's worse when you see it, actually.
And I do think that Gio's right. I mean, it doesn't seem like much, but when you're that big and you have already had ankle and foot issues.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
It is. That was part of Joel Embiid's 50-point night. That kind of marred it a little bit, though.
Man, his three-point shooting last night was ridiculous.
Remember what I said yesterday? I'm pulling a U here, but I'm going to do it anyway. Remember what I said yesterday?
I said
what I need to know is he capable of having one of these 50-point Joel Embiid MVP nights? And if I see that, then they're in trouble. If not, they'll be good, and this is what happened.
19 of 21 from the line.
Dude, he had a good night.
Did
anybody actually think the Knicks were going to sweep them?
Yes.
I think people did think that.
Got to be like, that's a prideful player. That's an MVP player.
Well,
that's a guy who said, we're going to win the series. Now, I'm not saying they're going to win the series. I still think the Knicks are going to win the series, but I'm just telling you, it's not going to be easy.
Well, he is now on his way, Joel Embiid, to having the second greatest sports guarantee behind Joe Namath.
Three wins away from that.
First of all, he's in Philadelphia, so that doesn't count. That doesn't count at all. You got to be in New York.
Trying to bet another one.
I'm sure guys have done it.
Yeah,
but we haven't paid attention.
But, I mean, Namath and Embiid, those would be the two.
Messier went in and scored a hat trick.
Oh, that's right.
Against a rival in a game that was, losing, you're out.
Number three.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of names you know and guys you know, I'd like to congratulate MSG on a new hire during the game last night. Mike apparently was not there.
Mike Breen wasn't there?
No, apparently this was Mike Green on MSG.
has
put into our system.
Oh, come on.
Brunson trying to guard Lowry.
Oh, it's Mike.
Lowry back up top. Embiid shoots over Brunson. Oh, he hits another. Just red hot shooting from the big man. 5 of 7 from 3-point range. He's got 41.
That's Mike Green on MSG.
All right.
And here's the best part. It's spelled G-R-E-E-N-E.
Oh, my God. Now, I don't want to kill these young kids. I really don't. They're working hard. It's not a lot of money. But, I mean, come on. For the love of God. Like, I was in that situation at one point. You were in that situation at one point.
Sure are.
I mean, would you have ever put in Skin Bully?
No.
The voice of the Dodgers?
No, I would not have.
I mean, what?
It would not have been John Herling.
I mean, you learn, you know these things.
Yeah.
Well, is that the brand ambassador that has to handle that? I mean, who handles that?
Oh, I don't know. I was just having fun with it.
It seems like you're throwing somebody under the bus, and I just want to know.
No.
Who do we tar and feather? Who do we fire? Who do we get rid of?
I don't think we're doing any of that.
It's just.
God, that'd be fun.
If I walked in, the first thing I was greeted with was, Mike Breen did do the game. I'm like, well, it was Jay, Amy's producer. I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, when you look in the folder, apparently it's some guy by the name of Mike Green.
That's just really bad.
Yeah, I think it's just
really bad.
How close is the B to the G on the... on the keyboard.
Not close at all. I mean,
they're right next to each other.
I suppose. All right, but he spelled Green. Breen is B-R-E-E-N. He spelled Green with an E at the end.
Oh, that's wrong. That is definitely wrong.
I mean, just,
it's funny.
How do you get...
You got to fire that kid.
No.
We're not saying
don't
that.
Don't go extreme.
I just don't know how you get in this building if you don't know who Mike Breen is.
I mean...
He is the
other, unless you're Al Dukes.
I was going to say in 2007, there's no chance I knew who Mike Breen was.
I do agree, though, if you're getting into sports radio, Mike Breen is the premier NBA broadcaster. He's the lead broadcaster for the NBA.
I mean, he's essentially when we were interns.
He's Marv.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Yes.
I worked with Marv. Marv Talbert?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question. I mean, you bring it up. We're talking about it a lot. It sounds like you want to get somebody fired. That's what it sounds like to me.
Just try to have some fun with it. That's all.
Okay.
Don't want to get anybody fired. Okay. We just want things to
be right. Frankly, I don't care all that much.
But it's just hilarious.
Hey, Al, who handles the quality control around here?
I would say that might fall under David Marinak.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to corner him today.
I think Dove is a quality control guy, too.
Dove is down and out right now.
Is he?
I heard yesterday he injured himself, yes.
Well, I knew it was Passover.
Yeah, he's out for Passover anyway.
No, I was told it goes beyond that. He's injured.
It's Passover. What are you doing?
He's injured.
Injured himself during his time away here?
I don't know when it happened, but I was told he is out injured.
Did he slip on a curb or something?
I heard missed a step or something.
Yeah, there you go.
God.
And fell down the stairs?
Something like that.
Oh,
that's not good.
I just heard this yesterday.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to have to reach out and see if he's all right.
We should.
Because I love Dove.
You got his number. Call him.
I am. I'll do it. You want me to call him right now? I'll call him right now.
He's got kids. He's probably up. Here was Tom Thibodeau. Why wasn't that a flagrant two on Embiid? By the way, 125-114 was the final.
I think they have a pool reporter, don't they? That might be a good question for him.
Yeah, probably so. Then you ask the other head coach, Nick Nurse, what did you think of the foul?
We thought the flagrant at the beginning. I mean, were you a little worried that it could have been like a flagrant two? And that way, did it ever cross your mind at all?
I mean, tackle.
I didn't even look at it. Sorry. I didn't see it.
You know what?
What a liar.
Dante DiVincenzo was right in his face.
I can't stand this guy.
He was busy calling timeout.
What a... Right, exactly. I didn't see it. I was trying to get a timeout. What a loser. I mean, he's come across... And I understand he's not a loser because he actually was a head coach of a championship team, but, like, he has come across as a major loser in this series. Baby loser.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding? I didn't see it. Shut up.
Right. 20,000 people saw it, and everybody watching at home saw it.
You got to like Dante DiVincenzo getting in his face, though.
Well, I mean, exactly. That's the stuff that you want to see. And you know that they will bring that toughness to every game. But this series now, like, it felt intense last night. The whole new kettle of fish now, as they say.
Yeah. But this is the nightmare scenario of every fan of every team in the playoffs. To lose a significant player to an injury. That's the thing that can throw the whole thing off.
And video shows him walking out in a walking boot. So, not good. Not good. But you do have some extra time because game four isn't until Sunday in Philadelphia.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.